Farm Network. Farmers are prepping fields for the spring planting season. Red River Farm Network farm broadcaster Megan Overby has more in this report.
Farmers are starting to get into fields in parts of the Dakotas, based at Langsford, South Dakota, and also covering into southern North Dakota. Dairyland Seed District Sales Manager Keith Rico says fertilizer application has been the most popular field activity. However, coming off high prevent plant acres in 2020, farmers should be aware of conditions and what that means for different soil types.
We had some gumbo soils down here in northeast South Dakota, and those soils are very unique to get prepped. We could have prepped them with a minimum tillage or vertical tillage at the 2-inch depth. We may still have some other issues underneath that soil. Spring is a tough time to really get that soil prepped if it had some issues last fall as far as compaction, but maybe it's no better time than ever to get started, I guess. Is we just can't go ahead and press in hundreds of thousands of acres and to cover the acres and not make sure it's being done right. That's probably my number one message.
Producers with livestock may be looking at incorporating more forages into their crop rotation. Given the dry conditions, Rico says adding alfalfa to a rotation has a couple benefits, such as breaking up compaction issues.
I've seen in soil pits or alfalfa roots went down 47 inches versus only 16 inches in a corn soybean rotation. Steps at alfalfa fairly early. Right now, get it out there, get it laid in there at 1/4 to 3/8 inch depth, and then Dairyland's got a great replant policy if something does happen. But sooner you lay it out there, and north of 94 is probably going to be in that time frame of the last parts of April, probably third week of April, possibly. South of 94, we might stretch up into that 20th or 15th, possibly. Don't wait for rain to come and then press it in. You've lost the opportunity to get that jump start coming.
Reporting Agriculture's Business, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network.
In a con-